We need to set our mind on God.
Amen.
And then do it.
Yeah.
Don't back out. All right? Don't back out at the last minute.
Yeah.
When we hear his word, you know, I tell my kids, you know, if you want to hear God's voice clearly, make up your mind at whatever he says.
Yeah.
If you want to hear him, then make up your mind that he'll do whatever he says.
Yeah.
He'll hear it clearly.
Yeah.
That's
but
good.
But if you're waffling, if you're not sure you're going to do it, you just want to see what he says. Mm-hmm. You may be a long time getting an answer.
Yeah.
Anyway,
we may not have it today.
Well, what do you do at Christmas? What do Christians do at Christmas?
They eat.
Yeah.
Yes, Mary, I like you.
That's a good one. That's a good
that's
one.
A very good one, Mary.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
He's got Chinese people.
What
you see, he's gotten together, we've gotten together twice with the fellow who is interested. Last night, we talked to him for 3 hours.
Well, that's
great. Without pause.
Wow, that is awesome.
And they ended on the question, something to the effect of, does that mean all the other religions are wrong?
Yes.
Yeah. They said, we'll get together next time and talk about that.
I have wisdom.
We don't have time right now to...
So, yeah, he's got a lot of hard questions. He's a thinker.
Okay. I like hard questions.
You like hard questions, yeah. Hard questions are good because it means he's been thinking about it very seriously. So that's you know, that's good. We're really praying for Ron. Mm-hmm. That's his American name, he's picked up, Ron. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And so we're really praying for him and hope that he will come to knowledge of the truth.
But you know, Ray, the gospel is the power of God into salvation. None of the others are. So you just present the gospel and the truth, God will take care of him. Because none of them's true, because just the Christianity's right, because it's the power of God into salvation. So it don't matter if you've been raised Hindu or Buddhist 50 years. Mm-hmm. If you pray and they'll let that in and see the salvation, it will get him born again.
Mm-hmm. Well, the light of the gospel.
Yes, yeah. Amen. It will spell all that darkness in him, because it's not true.
Let God be true and every man a lie.
Planting a seed.
And Satan will use that to lie to people like, well, should I, not you, but should I witness to this person? He's a Hindu.
Yep.
And he's been raised that way. Well, wonder if I was raised that way, because I had that question, because my cousin married a guy from Kuwait. He's just nothing. Anyway, but he was raised a Muslim. And God just showed me all of the scripture. His power of salvation. I got a part to play. I got to present it. I got to bind the evil and open the lights of Satan because we've got authority on this earth. Mm-hmm. But it's not Muslim doctrine. It's the power of God of salvation. It's not what the Chinese believe or unbelieve. It's the Word. Mm-hmm. So that's a little encouragement for you.
Oh, okay.
And it don't matter what you see because it's up to God to give the increase.
Right.
One plants, one waters, but God gives the increase.
That's right. There you go. Mm-hmm.
That's good.
We had a good time. I set up my computer so that you can see what's on the computer up on the TV screen, which is big.
Mm-hmm.
And so I pull up my Bible software. So he's got scripture on the screen.
Amen.
I just have him read it.
Yes, amen.
And then we talk about it. Or he asks questions about what he read. You know, I said, do you understand that word? You know, often, you know, we have word problems, right? Because he's Chinese, and he's struggling with English a little bit, so we have to talk about the word, what the word means.
God gives you the wisdom how to present the gospel to him.
And so, mainly, though, it's just reading it, and then you'll see him pause. You can see him thinking about it. I'm just trying to be quiet. Mm-hmm. But not always successful in my life. So we had a good time. We had a good time, and he got the question, well, what if you don't hear, you know, if you don't become a Christian, does that mean you're not going to be saved or anything? Mm-hmm. And so I told him we'll have to deal with that next time. We go for 3 hours, 3.5 hours, and we need to take a break, you know.
Anyway. Some more prayer into it, too, for direction.
I've got an answer for him, but it's going to take longer than just a few minutes to give it to him, you know, to explain it. But, well, whatever.
Amen.
So, let me see. Everyone got notes from last time.
I left mine in my Bible, and I didn't bring my Bible.
It's okay. I got a couple extra ones here. So, we wanted to talk about God is my portion.
Amen.
Right?
Yes,
God is my portion.
Yes, he is.
The Levites did not have a portion in Israel. They did not have any land. They weren't assigned any land in Israel. Mm-hmm. Because God said, I will be your portion.
Yeah.
I will be your portion. Jacob I have loved, but Esau I have hated. Why? Because Esau was happy with material things. Mm-hmm. Jacob wanted the promises of Abraham.
Yeah.
He wanted the promises of Isaac that God had given to Isaac, given to Abraham. He wanted God as his portion. And that's what he got. Right? Mm-hmm. So God is our portion as Christians, whether we've got riches on earth or not.
Mm-hmm.
We got riches in heaven.
That's right.
And that's our portion. That's what we want. That is our
inheritance.
Come on, say it with me.
Inheritance
is significant to God in God's economy. What about inheritance? It is yours forever.
Yeah.
Forever. It is yours forever. You can't sell it. You can't give it away. It's yours forever. No one can come and take it from you. It's yours forever. So we're talking about how do we get our inheritance, all right? Mm-hmm. How do we get our inheritance? We're talking about being persistent, all right? We're talking about giving thanks.
Mm-hmm.
And then I gave you a little hint last time. Said we're going to be talking about rejoicing. Rejoicing. Well, this is really appropriate, isn't it? Because
it is.
That's what Christians do at Christmas.
Uh-huh.
They rejoice. We rejoice at Christmas.
Uh-huh.
So let's look at some of their scriptures that talk about rejoicing, and we'll move on to something else. It says Philippians 4:4-7. And why don't you read that for us, Thurston? If you got it on your sheet, but go ahead and read it if you
yeah.
That's it. Yeah, whatever. Close here. Isn't it?
Yeah, follow.
Yeah, here we are. Philippians 4:6-8. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
All right. I'm looking in the wrong place. Okay, yeah, okay. All right, and verse 7 is, and the peace of God. You got that?
Let's see. It didn't
finish. You know, it didn't print. I'm sorry. Okay, well, and this verse 7 goes on. It says, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Well, here we are with rejoicing and thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Uh-huh.
So we're going to go with prayer, we're going to go with supplication, we're going to go with thanksgiving, and we're going to go with rejoicing.
Mm-hmm.
He says rejoicing twice. He doesn't want you to forget rejoicing.
Yep.
Rejoice, because we got reason to rejoice, right?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah. I told you that rejoice or joy, rejoice is the verb form of the Greek word that's translated joy, okay?
Okay.
It's found 150 times in 127 verses in the New Testament. It's found 18 times in a little short book called Philippians. 18 times. All right, so what are some of the verses that you remember that contain the word joy or rejoice?
The joy of the Lord is our strength.
Yeah.
Joy of the Lord is our strength. Good.
Your joy will be filled.
Yeah.
Your joy. Jesus was talking about our joy being full after we.
Being full. Yes, your joy being full.
Yes, we obey Him.
Yes,
love,
good.
Joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meek, temperance. It's
love, joy, peace. Right.
Yeah.
And this one is on rejoice.
Rejoice also. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't rejoice because the others are subject to you, but rejoice
because your name is written in the Lamb's book of life.
That's right.
We have a glorious future.
Jesus,
the joy set before him, he endured the cross.
Yeah. All of us can think of a verse that contains joy or rejoice, because we read the Bible, it's in here 150 times, we keep running across it, right? Mm-hmm. It's really good. Let's see, here's another one. John 14:28, okay? He says, you've heard me say to you, I am going away and I will come to you. If you loved me, you would have
rejoiced.
Yeah.
Because I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. He said, wow, rejoices everywhere you turn. Mm-hmm. When you're talking to Jesus, you don't go too far before you run into rejoice, right? Mm-hmm. He would have rejoiced. Yeah. And then one that you'd mentioned, all right? John 15:11. Somebody want to read that? Somebody got that on that sheet?
These things have I spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full.
Amen.
Okay. If you're full of joy, is there any room for anything else? Full of joy. You can't put any more joy in there because you're full of it, right?
Yes.
That's good.
So get full of it, folks. Okay. Just get full of it. All right, good. So, John 16:20-24, it says, truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You'll be sad, but the world will be happy, right?
Yeah.
You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn into
joy.
And that's going to be a temporary state, he's telling his disciples. Your sorrow is going to be temporary. Right? Mm-hmm. When a woman is given birth, she has sorrow because her hour has come. But when she has delivered the baby, she no longer remembers the anguish for joy that a human being has been born into the world. Mm-hmm. So also you have sorrow now, but I will see you again and your hearts will rejoice. And no one will take your joy from you.
Yeah.
In that day, now this is cool. In that day you will ask nothing of me. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Mm-hmm. Ask.
Yeah.
And you will receive that your joy may be
full.
Full. Mm-hmm. That is so cool. Man, grab a hold of that verse and hang on to it, because that is so cool, right? So rejoice, because he says, whatever you ask in his name, you get it.
Yeah.
Boy, talk about a blank check, brother. Talk about a blank check, buddy. Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. Anything. Whatsoever.
Yeah.
That's cool. That is cool. But now I'm coming to you, and these things I speak in the world that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves.
Yeah.
Cool, huh? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Man, you can get things from God just by rejoicing.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Paul and Silas were sitting in prison, right? They were all shackled and chained up, whatever. I don't know whatever they did to them, but they were in the deepest part of the prison. And what were they doing?
Rejoice.
They rejoiced. Mm-hmm. They were singing songs. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Joy to the world. All that kind of stuff, right? Joy to the world. Gloria, gloria. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And boom, what happened? Well, chains just fell off of them.
Yeah.
And, you know,
an earthquake happened.
The power of their praise was such that the chains fell off of everybody in the whole
world. Glory,
Every door opened up. Man, it didn't affect them, it affected man. And
nobody left.
We get happy, we're liable to affect other folks around us, right?
Amen.
Whoa.
You're affecting me now.
Inactive. Well, yes, I want us to do this. People need to preach from the Bible, right? But I'm going to preach from the hymn book. We're going to preach from the carol, okay?
Okay.
Let's look at one of our favorite Christmas carols, one of the most popular Christmas carols. And I give you on this little sheet here. And it's Joy to the World, okay? Mm-hmm. And everybody knows this. We all know this. We probably sing it. Mm-hmm. But it's Joy to the World. Now, why is there joy to the world? What's the next phrase?
Because Christ has come.
The Lord has come. Mm-hmm. He is here. God with us, Emmanuel.
Yeah.
He has come. We're no longer waiting. He is here with us. Now, he's here with us in the form of the Holy Spirit. But, of course, he's talking here about incarnate as a child, right?
Yeah.
Joy to the world. The Lord has come, all right? Next word, let earth receive her king. Let earth receive her king.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Some people did, didn't they?
Yeah.
Some people did. Mm-hmm. But what he's saying is, let every heart.
Let every heart. Prepare him room.
Prepare him a place.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make a place in my heart for him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm going to make a place for him. Whoa, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And heaven and nature sing.
Mm-hmm.
Not only should we as people have a place to receive the king,
mm-hmm.
but all of heaven and nature.
Yeah.
All the sky, all the earth, all the animals, all the plants, everybody. Let's make room for the king. King's here. That's great. That's great news. Don't need my Santa hat anymore. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns.
Yeah.
We got us a righteous king now. We don't have an evil king.
Mm-mm.
We got us a righteous king now.
Yeah.
The righteous king always was rejoicing in Israel. Because they now we're going to live righteously. Now their nation would be blessed. Mm-hmm. Let men their songs employ. It's time to sing, folks.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to sing. It's time to party. Yeah? Uh-huh. Rejoicing time. Mm-hmm. And when we all get to rejoicing the way we ought to get to rejoicing, what's going to happen? The fields, the floods, the rocks, the hills, the plains. Mm-hmm. They're going to join.
Amen.
And all the trees of the field will
clap their hands.
Yeah.
Right? All the trees of the field will clap their hands.
Oh my God.
As we go out in joy.
Yeah.
No more let sins and sorrows grow. We've got to change all that. No. Mm-hmm. Nor thorns infest the ground. The curse has been broken.
Broken.
He comes to make his blessings flow.
Mm-hmm.
Far as the curse is found, wherever the curse is, his blessing is just going to flow over.
Yeah.
It's going to flow over.
Mm-hmm.
Be gone, curse.
Yeah.
Be swallowed up. Mm-hmm. The flow of the blessings of God towards us.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's good. He rules the world
mm-hmm.
with truth and grace.
Yeah.
You know, our political leaders don't always rule the world with truth and grace, do they?
No.
You know, our assembly, our Congresses and legislatures and parliaments and all this sort of thing, and even the dictators and shahs and Iran, you know, all that sort of thing, they're not always working through truth and grace, mm-hmm. right? He rules truth and grace. And he makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness.
And
his righteousness is the way to go, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, Brother Thurden.
You're right.
And wonders of his love.
And wonders of his love.
The wonders of this. Wow. God would come down to earth, spend time walking around here in the dusty streets of Jerusalem, mm-hmm. and give his life for us. That's love.
And go to hell for us.
Mm-hmm. Wonders. That's what we would wonder about, that kind of love, right?
Mm-hmm.
A wonderful love. Wonderful love. So we rejoice.
Yes. Yeah.
We rejoice. The rejoicing will break the shackles,
mm-hmm.
open the prison doors. Right.
This is a powerful song.
Yeah. All those old hymns are powerful.
It's a powerful song written many, many years ago by a guy named Isaac Watts. He wrote the words.
Mm.
and it was set to music. He gave indication it's supposed to be sung to some music. The music was written by George Frederick Handel.
Oh.
Okay.
Who also wrote the Messiah.
Handel's Messiah, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord God Almighty.
Glory, glory.
Reigneth.
Huh.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We listen to the Messiah this year. We try to listen to it every year. I'll listen to it anyway, whether I go to a concert or hear it on CD or something like that. As I love the music, it's really great. Mm-hmm. Every word that's sung is scripture in the Messiah.
Yep.
Every word, he used the Bible as his text.
Yeah.
And he used the prophecies of Jesus. You know, he just picked out scriptures and he put them in music. Mm-hmm. And so it's wonderful. The Hallelujah chorus, I know where that comes from. Revelation.
Yeah.
Revelation.
Hallelujah.
So, anyway, let us rejoice. It's Christmas, right? We can rejoice. You know, this is not our best holiday, right? But it's a good one. Our best holiday is what?
Easter.
Yeah.
And we couldn't have Easter without Christmas.
That's right.
All right.
You can't have Easter without Christmas, so we just rejoice in all the holidays.
Amen.
Every day is a big holiday for us, because we're Christians. Our names are written in
the Book of Lamb.
Yeah, the Book of Life. All right? Father, we thank you so much for loving us. We rejoice in you, Father, because you are a great and mighty God. We rejoice in the glory of your righteousness. Father, we thank you. We pray that everyone may experience the joy of knowing you in a personal way, Father. Just help us to rejoice and to share with others the love that you have given to us. We thank you for that, Father. Bless the food as we partake of it, Father. Bless our fellowship together. Bless those that prepared it for us. We appreciate them so much.
Thank you.
A special blessing upon them. And bless all the preaching this Sunday. May everyone speak truly the words of God. And may your listening ears understand those words and respond in a positive manner.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Shakata. Very good. Boy, we feel joy. Oh, my goodness. Let us all take a